expanding effortlessly. Connecting effortlessly. Oh, isn't it wonderful to connect like this? You feel it. Yeah, we can all feel it. More and more and more we can feel it, and this is good. This is good. More of our powers and potentials and gifts are coming online. The ability to connect with one another through the ethers, as it were, through these telepathic, energetic frequencies and pathways. So powerful, increasingly so important. And really, it can be kind of effortless. You're already noticing more and more little pings and representations, as it were, confirmation of this telepathy. I mean, come on, how long can we play out this little illusion, this fantasy that we're all little separate humans plunked in our particular little four square homes and that we're separated geographically? We're masters of light, and the more we work in those realms and we expand into those realms and we connect on those realms, the harder and harder it's going to be for us to continue to maintain this little old human me sort of thing. So of course it's going to get easier, and stuff in the human realms is going to get quote unquote harder. So I hope we enjoyed our little rest. Did we get a rest? I think we did. I feel like we got a little bit of a lull or an integration period. Now, what is up right now for us, for this collective, and I dare say, excuse me, I dare say for the potentially the Lightworker Collective in general on the planet, is this idea of the necessity of, well, let's just say leveling up. This is what's coming through, is the necessity, the need to make the pattern, your pattern, more coherent. So remember how we love to say here, this is like the Ascension Configuration Group bumper sticker, no effort required, except when there is effort required. So, this does not have a sort of impending doom imperative edge to it, though, this little bit of efforting that is being called forth from us now to carry on with a theme that has been coming up, this just noticing and that sort of softness and that spaciousness that is inherently and intrinsically in that with point of perception, but it's also a sort of a state of being, just noticing. And so this idea right now, this process that we need to become more aware of, apparently, it's almost like the work that we have been doing. Oh, I hate to say it. Troops, but we need to level it up a little bit more. Making your pattern a little more coherent. Now, what does this mean? No, really, I'm asking you. I don't know. Just kidding. You're going, I pay good money for this. I shouldn't have to come up with the answers. You should tell me the answers. There's more to this. We're going to circle back to this. The more coherent our pattern in the field, and that is a pattern from our sort of the let's just say the macrocosmic pattern, if you can imagine this sort of wildly and incredibly complex geometric patterns that are the way that you, your light, you as a unique light of source incarnate on this planet, on this mission on Earth, the way that you are expressing on multiple dimensional bandwidths. In some of those expressions, it looks very much like this beautiful, like a cross between complex sacred geometry and northern lights. That's how it looks sometimes to me. And so it is from those levels of your being, but all the way down to the photonic light configuration, the biophotonic light configuration of your very cells. When those, let's say the cells specifically, are holding a more coherent pattern, they are more a vibrational match to the photonic light and the plasma and the cosmic rays, basically the highly supercharged and highly beneficial and higher vibrational, that is to say literally like higher spin frequencies that are coming onto this planet. So this is what, you know, you're a physical body on the physical planet because of the diminishing of our the Earth's magnetic shields. Pardon me, my throat thing, you're going to hear it throughout. I apologize. Because of the diminishment of the Earth's magnetic shields, there is more of this coming to the planet, and we've talked about this before. And so from the standpoint of you and this aspect of your being as the physical body on the physical Earth, yes, those waves and those high frequency waves of light and energy, they're bathing every being on this planet, every leaf, and every soft-footed mammal that walks on the forest paths, and every bird, every being in the oceans. These frequencies are bathing all of that. What it will come down to from the standpoint of this ascension process is, can you receive that? So are you even close to being a vibrational match to that, such that you can tune to it and then receive it? And then the cells have to be able to decode it, as it were, make sense of it, assimilate it, and then it becomes what we would say then anchored. And then the final stage of this process is, it is then radiated. So for this all to happen, we have to be a vibrational match, or even something close to it, to these incoming high frequency waves. And that is in general too. Remember back in the day when we were starting to really grok the power of affirmations, and then we started to realize that, oh, if I'm actually feeling absolutely miserable in body or emotional body, and then I squeak out my little affirmation, I'm having a wonderful life, and I love everyone, and all is well, and, you know, every other part of your being is just shrieking in the flames of hell. Maybe not that bad, but you know what I'm saying. And then we would start to have to realize, oh, there's a big vibrational mismatch, and my body, I'm not in alignment therefore it's not going to anchor. You know, the higher frequency stuff is not going to find a landing place, as it were, in the body consciousness, such that it can be then decoded, made sense of, integrated, anchored, and then radiated as your vibrational output, which then dictates your lived experience. What I sense is that there are going to be maybe smaller things, maybe subtler things, and you probably already know. So this is not going to be the bigs. Remember, we were dealing with the bigger stuff months ago, for months now, for years now, for lifetimes. You know what I mean? We were dealing with bigger things, ways or places where we knew we were making energetic investments that were not beneficial, and they were just sort of obvious to us at the time, and we were continuing to try to la 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 and not have to look at it or deal with it or change it. I feel like this is more, these are going to be more subtle things. Just, and again, the work is going to be in part, perhaps in large part, just noticing. And we wanted to sort of present this or make this connection to the why of it, the really sort of, if I can call this sort of talk of cosmic rays and ascension and everything grounded, but it's sort of I wanted to make this grounded connection as to why would I now try to, you know, pay attention to subtler aspects of what am I choosing, what am I feeling, what am I eating, what am I listening to, what am I watching? Am I distracted? There's some distraction energy going on. There's some, what is it? It's like a subtle sort of energy suck where you can just sit and hours and hours and hours will go by and you'll think, oh, I really should do this. Or, oh God, look at the time. I really was supposed to have done this and this. Oh well, I'll do it tomorrow. So it's not just you. Part of that is exhaustion. Part of that is overwhelm. Part of it is plain old resistance. So letting go of old familiar. And even if they are choices or substances or interactions or relational dynamics that are only feeling comfortable, like the comfortable proverbial old pair of shoes thing, that are only feeling comfortable to certain aspects of the being, when I promise you, the greater spectrum of the light extravaganza that is you, wants desperately to be expressing in its fullness, in every aspect, as that higher and more coherent configuration of light. I promise you that. But there are aspects that, you know, the sweet and beloved human aspects that are, you know, don't tell them this, but, you know, they're going down ultimately. They're going to dissolve and disappear. But they're in a state of destabilization. And so there's probably places where You're hanging on to things that will make that feel comfortable. But it's time to level up, because the subtle stuff, it matters. That's that great sort of saying, you know, of would you, quote unquote, this has got a little bit of a third dimensional matrix edge to it too, third dimensional perceptual sort of paradigm edge to it too, but it's a good one. Would you do the right thing even if no one was watching? So even the subtle stuff, yes, thank you. We got a little interspecies duet going on here. There are going to be places, and you know them probably, where can you choose what will actually make your field more coherent? When you come to that choice point of like, I really want to smoke this, eat this, scroll this, watch this, listen to this, engage in this low vibey conversation. I know. And in that moment, can you choose in your alignment? Not from the human aspect. Can you make the choice that is going to create a more coherent energy configuration? Because the more coherent a pattern is in the field, that is the more powerful pattern. The quantum field will begin to rearrange itself around you. Another aspect of this sort of up level, has to do with our emotions. And specifically, yes, no, we're not going to go heavy and slog through, you know, the deeper, denser, darker emotions. This is actually about the higher frequency emotions, what's coming through in this last almost week. And it is experiencing what the human will experience as an emotion, expanding to explore the fact that that emotion is actually, and so often I see this like a swath of northern lights, that an emotion at a slightly higher vibrational, at different little coordinates in that beautiful bandwidth, you experience them as a state of being. Not just an emotion. And recently we worked with joy. Joy actually seems to be really, really up right now. Or love. As a state of being, as a great and magnificent quantum pattern in the field. As a sort of light configuration or constellation all around you, and that will pattern your cells. So not just taking that sort of idea or the lived experience sometimes very often of an emotion as being like a sine wave, and the emotion, it rises through you and it fills you and it's so wonderful, and then down again it goes. But again, if we shift our vibrational set point within that bandwidth, the lower octaves of that we would call the emotion of joy. But just shift a little, expand, rise and expand through the bandwidth called joy. And experience it as a state of being, as a pattern in the quantum field. Now, patterns, they're not fixed. I hope you probably get this. They're not a fixed, like a two-dimensional geometric sort of shape. They shimmer and they undulate. They're living expressions of source consciousness, just like your beautiful physical body is. So those are the two up levels. To just be aware of. Bring that noticing energy to. In these choice points that will arise. Can I make the choice that will clarify and purify and make more coherent the pattern that I am holding in the field for the good of all beings? Experiencing emotion, exploring emotion, the high vibe, let's just say, emotions as states of being. That your physical body will then begin to entrain with. And we want the body to be enfolded by that, let's say, rather than still open to and bombarded by the disastrously incoherent patterns from the third dimensional bandwidth, from the third dimensional matrix. Keep the body enfolded by and patterned by higher frequency configurations. And this is not a denial of the human aspects. In fact, by focusing so much of the attention on the human aspects, the density, the dense emotional aspects, and the trauma-based aspects, all a part of it, but by focusing so much of our attention on that, perhaps we are actually in denial of the fullness of who we actually are. Because remember, the human aspect in all of its various complex components, it's still a very tiny part of who and what you are. And it is time, it is past time, to anchor into that more. We've said this before. You are a master of light. Come forth from the realms of light. And you came to this planet out of love to anchor your light on the planet. Is it not time to align more with that, to anchor more in that, the reality of that? Is that not going to be more beneficial to the collective, where you become the coherent, beautiful, blazing light pattern in the field that is going to help others to shift? And it will happen with them effortlessly. Sometimes just being in your proximity, and then when we join together like this, in groups like this, we create these massive morphic fields, making it easier, easier, easier for any soul in human form to be able to rise and expand. So now, again, to speak directly to that little voice, it is not a denial of the human aspect. Where in that moment when you decide, oh, I'm going to pick this up and smoke it, or I am not, I'm going to sit in presence, or I'm going to rise and I'm going to walk among the trees, and I'm going to give thanks, and I'm going to tip my face up to the sun, and I'm going to call in light codes, and I'm going to align with my vertical ascension columns, because that's what I came to this planet to do. If you choose that, that is not a denial of the human aspect, I promise you. That is thumbing your nose at a program, at a set of programs and energetics that are designed to damp you down and shut you down and keep you functioning at a low level so that you will not rise. That is what it is a denial of. You're doing it right now. It's just remembering, that's all this is. You don't have to work at it. Just noticing. And now the next level. And then choosing in your alignment and from your alignment. You're doing a wonderful job. And I love you very much.